Entrepreneurs, business owners, professionals who seek excellence, bringing the business classroom to you. It's the Business Builders Show. Here's Marty Wolf.
We still got a long way to go. Yes, we all got a long way to go.
Welcome to the Business Builders Show with Marty Wolf, the show for entrepreneurs, business owners, and business leaders. I'm Marty Wolf, your host for the Business Builders Show, and along with my executive producer, DC Taylor, we will be your guides on this learning journey. Let me tell you my super objective in being with you today. I want to enthusiastically share stories and information to inspire leaders, and you are a leader, so you can inspire others. I'm proud to let you know we record the Business Builders Show in the studios of 94.3 FM The Talker, which is part of Bold Gold Media, and we are in Scranton, Pennsylvania. The Business Builder Show is distributed by C-Suite Radio. You can find our show and many other fine shows at c-suiteradio.com.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.
My special guest with me today is David Mamano. David, how are you, sir?
I am super fantastic. Thank you so much. I'm honored to be on your show.
Is that it? Just super and fantastic? I thought I was expecting more. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I'm a little over caffeinated today. So.
All right. Hey, David Mamano is an entrepreneur, speaker, and coach. During our discussion, we're going to unveil, you know, his whole background. But if you go to David Mamano's website, you're going to see that he says he is America's entrepreneur coach. So, David, I'm going to take the bait. So that leads me to believe that you are an entrepreneur or you have been an entrepreneur. So talk to me about that, David.
I was born an entrepreneur. I believe it's my calling. I love it. If I look back at my past, you know, even as a child, I was that crazy kid, you know, selling everything. Yeah. And some people were born to be teachers, engineers, et cetera. I was born to be an entrepreneur. There's no doubt about it. Have been an entrepreneur, I'll say professionally, since 1995. Okay. But if I look back as early as 6 years old, I was entrepreneurial in what I was doing as well.
I made more money when I was six than I make now. I mean, on a per ratio basis, I was super at selling those newspapers over retail. I made a fortune doing that. I don't know. All right, so. So give me a couple examples. Like, let's go to the professional level when you were maybe the first couple of businesses. What did they look like? Why were they interesting? Talk to me about a couple of those.
Well, so, you know, it's funny. I was when I turned 14, I decided I was going to be a dentist. And that was my thing. I got the dentist merit badge. You know, I had garnered some dental tools and I would practice on my little sister. Okay. And I was going to be a dentist. And then I actually went to University at Buffalo. They have a great dental school there, so pre-dental. And I ended up doing an internship, thank God, because I realized I had no love of teeth whatsoever except mine. And yeah. I said, why the hell did I want to be a dentist? And it would really, I thought about it, was because my mother's cousin was our dentist, and he had a red Porsche and a big house.
Ah.
So then I'm like, all right, not a reason to be a dentist, right? Probably should be for the love of teeth. And then I started working for the college newspaper, and I loved it. I sold ads, I wrote, but I really loved the sales part. Became the ad manager. We came out three times a week, so it was kind of like a real paper. And then when I got out of college, I did radio sales for a few years. Never loved that either, but I love sales and I love people. So after year three, I started thinking like, you know, I like my boss, but I just hate having a boss. Mm. And I finally realized, I think I'm just supposed to start my own business so I can be in control of, you know, everything, the culture, the people, the products, the standards. and really put my fingerprint on the world. So I decided I was going to be an entrepreneur, but I didn't know what I was going to do. I'm like, all right, let me think about like, what do I love doing anyway? And how can I make that into a business? And I loved helping youth with their future. I was a volunteer at a lot of youth organizations. And I remember that I really loved the college newspaper. I loved writing. I loved sales. I just loved print. I mean, I was that kid that delivered the newspaper, you know, when I was a teenager there. So I said, you know, maybe I should do another magazine. Geez, I love helping, you know, young people with their future. So I decided to start a magazine to help teenagers with college and career planning. I thought, wouldn't it be neat to have teenagers, you know, really start, you know, in high school about really deciding like, okay, you know, here's what I want to do. And here are some colleges that make sense. So put a little pre-planning into the college and career experience. So I started a magazine in Rochester, my hometown, called Next Step Magazine. And it was a printed magazine. This is 95 when print was still a viable business. And, so I printed 10,000 copies, gave them free to the local college or the local high schools to distribute to their students. And the way we made our money is we sold ads. So mostly colleges would buy ads in our magazine. We had some, you know, banks for student loans. We had the military, some other random businesses. But about 80% of the advertisers were colleges trying to recruit the local high school students. And, you know, by the third issue, I made a profit. And so then, of course, as the entrepreneurial drug kicks in, you know, give me more. So we expanded to Buffalo and Syracuse, our two neighboring cities. Well, lo and behold, I made a bigger profit. And then we went to all New York State. Wow. So now it's really a viable business. I get to quit my night job as a waiter and, you know, really just focus on the magazine. And so we're in all New York State high schools. We are coming out every other month during the school year. So five times a year. And now it's a, you know, it's a very livable business. Like I'm making a living. I'm loving it. But the entrepreneurial drug kicks in again and I want to continue growing. Of course, you know, all New York State's not enough. So then I want to go national. And, you know, the model was that, you know, 80% of our advertisers were colleges and they happen to be, you know, colleges that were interested in New York State high school students. So if I just went all national, all of a sudden I would lose most of my advertisers. So for instance, you know, Syracuse University doesn't do a lot of recruiting in Wyoming or Oregon. I would lose a lot of my core advertisers. So what I ended up doing is I franchised the business into different states. So I set up a different company to be a franchise corp and we franchised Next Step Magazine into different states. So lo and behold, we got the magazine in every state. And it was, that took about 3 years. But, so by 2003, we were like in every state and, we were in about 25,000 high schools, five times a year, print, online, et cetera. And it really was a killer business. We were, we were doing over $3 million a year, massively profitable. We were an Inc. 5000 company 3 years in a row, a Rochester top 100, you know, had it going on. Really nice business model until that darn digital revolution kicked in. And you could imagine what that did to a product that was focused on teenagers and its core product was print.
You know, looking in the rearview mirror,
All right. And, you know, like many businesses, you know, the internet, that darn internet disrupted us to the point where we had to fold the print and we put everything online, but it never was the same. Never was the same, much like, you know, newspapers and magazines around the world are showing. So we ended up putting online, revenue dove like crazy. And so I sold parts of it. And then I just, about 2 years ago, I had to reinvent. And I think that's the true sign of an entrepreneur is, you know, do you just continue to find a way to be an entrepreneur? Because at some point, as many entrepreneurs know, you become unemployable, right? After 20 years, I'm going to have a boss again. You know, I don't think so, right?
I don't think so. No, that won't work. that won't work. No. David, the best place to reach out to you, your website or websites, let's tell everybody.
Sure. DavidMamano.com and AvantiEntrepreneurGroup.com. And Avanti really is where my business lies today. Avanti means move forward in Italian. And we have all these products and resources to help people start businesses and grow businesses. And we're starting to expand chapters around the world.
Yeah, well, let's use that as a segue. They say that in the radio business. I always like to say that like I know what I'm doing.
That's a good word.
So the event that you have, the podcast, you're doing some mastermind kind of stuff. So tell me about the Avante, that particular website and what you're doing there. So let's talk about that.
Yeah. So Avante started out about 2 years ago. I developed a coaching program, and then named myself America's Entrepreneur Coach because you become what you think about, right?
Yeah.
So I started my own curriculum to help people start businesses and grow businesses. That turned into an edition of online courses, started doing events for entrepreneurs, started my podcast. And then we started these mastermind groups, and we ended up having 6 here in Rochester. And then we started doing more events for entrepreneurs, and then we started more coaching programs for entrepreneurs. So it really was like kind of a chapter here in Rochester of Avante. And then I was like, wow, I could expand this into different chapters. And then so we developed a model where somebody in their city could be the Avante regional director.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, somebody who wants to be kind of the coach and thought leader for entrepreneurs in their community.
Yeah.
And we help them. We help them form their own coaching program, their own peer groups, their own events.
Yeah.
And I say peer groups, you know, mastermind groups.
Sure.
And so now we have chapters in Buffalo, Erie, New Jersey, Manhattan, Toronto, and Burlington, Vermont. We're launching in Seattle soon. So now it's just a matter of expanding to different cities and communities around the world.
Yeah. So I'm thinking, well, but that newspaper, that magazine, I should say, kind of gave you a heck of a foundation to even think that you could roll out what you rolled out. So why do mastermind groups work? What's the magic there?
Well, in my opinion, the magic is that you end up not going at it alone. Being an entrepreneur can be a very lonely business. You know, either you are alone because you're a solo entrepreneur or you have employees, but they don't understand what you're going through. They're an employee. They get a paycheck. Mm-hmm. You alone are the one waking up at 3 a.m. freaking out about 20 different things.
Mm-hmm.
So why not surround yourself with other people that are freaking out as well? And so it's like-minded professionals. So you basically create a board of advisors among your peers. And these are people that are you know, similar mindset, similar thinking, growth minded, you know, wanting to help you with your challenges and vet out your opportunities. And just having that monthly pit stop to take a deep breath with people that are in the same boat as you, understand you, they get you. And it really is like therapy. It's like entrepreneur therapy to be with these people. I could watch the Buffalo Bills game with my buddy, have a great time. The moment I start talking to him about personnel issues, you know, he's like, Dave, what? You know, pass me the wings, pass me a beer. They don't understand what I'm going through. And, to be with these other business owners that had been there and done that, riding the roller coaster with you, it really is a magical experience.
How does the podcast blend in or create, connect to all this? Because you've been doing the podcast for how long now?
It's been over 2.5 years.
Wow.
And the podcast, it really has so many different value elements. You know, first and foremost, it's a learning platform for my listeners, for the Avante tribe, and for me. I mean, much like you, Marty, every time you're talking to somebody, I'm sure you're like, wow, I just learned something new. And so for me, it's my ongoing like learning university.
Yeah.
I've had over 100 interviews. I think I'm up to 112 now.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone blows my mind. I take notes. I learn. I grow. I've developed a network. And frankly, that's another big thing, too. It's increased my relationships tremendously.
Yeah.
I now have 112 more people, in my list that I've had on my podcast that I know that I can call, that I can visit when I'm in a city.
Sure.
So it just built a beautiful network for me as well.
Yeah. And actually it makes you even more distinctive. I mean, your experiences and, as a business coach, it makes you even more distinctive in the sense that, you know, you're learning something new every single week. There's actually few executive coaches or business coaches that can claim that. And so they talk about being an ongoing learner, but you are practicing that every week, whatever your frequency is for your podcast.
Yep.
So I commend you for that. And your website, tell us, I'm going to keep asking because I want people to go. You have two websites. Talk to me about, give me both of those again.
DavidMamano.com, which really is the house for my personal brand. If you, you know, buy my book, hire me as a speaker, you can certainly listen to my podcast there as well. My online course is there. And then Avanti really is, it's AvantiEntrepreneurGroup.com. Mm-hmm. And my personal one is DavidMamano.com. But AvantiEntrepreneurGroup.com, we have information there about joining a peer group, learning about our peer groups, learning about the Avanti Entrepreneur Network. Once again, link to our events, a link to our, everything that we're doing, link mm-hmm. to the podcast, et cetera.
Yeah.
There's a little overlap, but, you know, DaveMamano.com is more about, you know, my personal brand and what I'm doing personally.
Yeah.
And then Avanti is more of the umbrella for everything that we're doing.
Okay. So we've lived this world, the ups and the downs, and you are experiencing a lot of this. I hate to ask this kind of question, but I think it's relates. So let's talk about maybe some key lessons, if you will, you know, because let's pretend we're talking to a few startups. We have five startups in the room with us right now. What would we share with them?
Well, first and foremost, whether it's with Avanti or with any, just do it on your own. Surround yourself with people that have been there and done that. Surround yourself with mentors. Create your own mastermind alliance if you have to. I mean, there are people that have been there and done that and that are willing to help you. Why go at it alone? Why make all these mistakes if you don't have to? Mm-hmm. I mean, and take some chances with who you're going to meet with, who's going to be a mentor. Here in Rochester, now Tom Galisano is one of our golden boys. He created Paychex, which was the first company really to do payroll for small business.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's only worth about $4 billion now.
Yeah.
And so when I was 25, when I started my company, I happened to meet his executive assistant. And I said, you know, do you think he would meet with me? I'd love to just have lunch with him and pick his brain. I'm just starting out. And, you know, she looked at me, she's like, you know, I'll ask him, what do you got to lose? So I gave her my new little business card. And, she called me and she goes, guess what? He'll meet with you. And I was blown away. And so we met for lunch at a nice Italian restaurant, spent 2 hours. I brought my notepad, tons of notes.
Wow.
And in that 2 hours, he totally pivoted the direction of my business with an idea.
Wow. How about that?
We continue to keep in touch today.
Yeah.
And so Tom is just an amazing guy that I, you know, that was willing to help me. And so take some chances, you know, call like the leader in your field or somebody who you just respect that is really, you know, this massive person of influence that like, oh my God, I would love to meet with him or her.
Yeah.
But also too, you know, just regular people in your area that you feel like can offer some value.
Learn.
So that would be number one, is just really create your own mastermind group right away.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and, I guess I'll think about, because it crossed my mind as you're speaking, and we have a mutual friend who, let's give him a shout out, Jim Johnson, Coach Yep. Jim Johnson, and he connected us, and that's, I guess, then the old-fashioned word is networking and making connections and becoming friends and building Yep. that dream network kind of thing. So that's what you've done. We've done it, because we're connected to different people, and we've seen that all come together. But thank you, Jim Johnson, for making this interview happen with David, and I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's move on to, you know what, I'm interested in this entrepreneurs organization. Tell me what that is. Are you still involved with that? What does that look like? Why is it valuable? Talk to me about that.
You're talking about EO, entrepreneurs organization?
EO,
So EO, yeah. So I'm a big fan of EO. I'm not a member anymore because, Avanti.
Basically become that in a way.
Well, we've become that for more of the small business entrepreneur. EO and Vistage are for, you know, they have revenue requirements, right?
Yeah, got it.
Where we don't. You know, if you're doing $200,000 a year and you want to do $1 million, we want to help you.
Got it.
So, you know, we're more of that experience for everybody.
Right.
But EO is great. I started our local chapter here in Rochester. We ended up merging it with Buffalo to form EO Western New York. Great, great, great organization. I was in it for about 13 years. And whether it's EO, Vistage, YPO, Avanti, whatever, we have, we all have great value to help the entrepreneur.
Yeah.
See which one you like the
best,
fits. Which is the best fit for you. They're all different. They all offer kind of a different flavor of ice cream.
Yeah.
And check them all out. We're all very helpful. We all have good products.
Yeah.
And we all like to help people, but we're, you know, each one is not for everybody. So, when you're at a point where you know you have some you know the flywheel's turning, you've got some traction, and you want to find a network of entrepreneurs to help you get to that next level. We're very lucky here in the U.S. We've got some great organizations.
Yeah. So we need to wrap up, believe it or not. Time goes by fast when you're having a good time. So,
absolutely.
So again, you know, our audience, it's the Business Builder Show. It's business people across the country. Thank God. And thank you for listening. Anything that you'd like to make sure I didn't ask you about that you want to make sure that you drive home to the audience?
No, I would just say, hey, if any listeners out there are interested in starting Avanti in your community, we'd love to talk to you. We're really trying to affect and inspire entrepreneurs all over the world. We love helping the small business entrepreneurs scale to the next level and surround themselves with really a family of like-minded, you know, entrepreneurs and thinkers. So please reach out to us, davidmamano.com or avantientrepreneurgroup.com.
You will love seeing the websites. They're excellent. The podcast, you need to subscribe to David's podcast. It's awesome. I've listened to a few, and he truly is America's entrepreneur coach. And David Mamano is an entrepreneur, speaker, and coach. David, thank you so much for being part of the Business Builder Show.
Thank you, Marty.
Thank you for listening to the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf. Reminding you to find all our shows and many other great shows on C-Suite Radio. That's c-suiteradio.com. On behalf of myself, Marty Wolf, your host, and DC Taylor, my executive producer, thank you for listening to the Business Builder Show, but stay tuned for information on how you can become part of the C-Suite Network.
Bringing the business classroom to you, it's the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf.
As a loyal fan of this C-Suite Radio show, we've got an unbelievable offer for you. Listeners to the Business Builder Show get 50% off a C-Suite Network membership. The C-Suite Network will help you become the most strategic person in the room. You'll have access to top-notch benefits and networking, all helping you get the most out of your position. Take advantage of this limited-time offer today. Learn more about the C-Suite Network membership at c-suitenetwork.com/CSR. Again, that's 50% off a C-Suite Network membership at c-suitenetwork.com/CSR.